Sex workers in Utah say decriminalization is a huge part of increasing their on-the-job health and safety. But part of the problem is there are a lot of misconceptions and stigmas about sex work.
So we always say that, you know, someone you know is a sex worker.
Kylie Rodriguez Cairo is the co-founder of the Salt Lake chapter of the Sex Workers Outreach Project, or SWAP. She's also on the board of the Utah Harm Reduction Coalition, is a sex worker, and writes about sex work policy.
You know, a sex worker isn't just like what you see usually in movies. And so it's street-based folks and sugar babies and phone sex operators, cam workers, dancers.
Just like sex workers can be anyone, clients can be anyone. Jinx is a sex worker who prefers not to reveal her given name.
I mean, I've had customers in the strip club and clients who are very active in the church or law enforcement, or they're involved with local politics. Without naming any names, like a lot of very powerful people in Utah, just like every other state.
Jinx and Rodriguez Cairo both say sex work isn't always about actual sex.
You know, a big part of it is just having a safe person to explore your thoughts and feelings. I mean, as a certified crisis counselor, I feel like my role as a counselor comes into play a lot more than any like sexual skills.
One misconception is that sex work is the same as sex trafficking. However, sex work requires consent, while sex trafficking is coercion.
That constant confusion of those terms actually harms a lot of sex workers because it leads to that idea of sex workers are needing to be rescued from the industry. So actually SWAP's mission statement is rights, not rescue.
The rights, not rescue model is based on the premise that the criminalization of sex work is a main contributor to harm sex workers face. Data support this premise. According to Human Rights Watch, criminalization results in a greater risk for abuse and exploitation by law enforcement.
A lot of sex workers are assaulted and abused by law enforcement, and they don't feel comfortable going to the police when they are assaulted or they have an issue. With decriminalization, they're a lot more likely to come forward if something happens.
Besides risks for exposure to violence, criminalization can make it harder for sex workers to access basic needs. A 2018 study showed that criminalization hinders health, safety, and due process for workers. While decriminalization is a main goal for harm reduction, sex workers use harm reduction methods every day.
That can look like just giving someone the support group. And then other times there are people who don't want to stay in the industry, and it can be giving them the mutual aid and also having them still be in our support group as a former sex worker.
Harm reduction in sex work is broad. Rodriguez Cairo says it can include resource referrals for mental or physical health, providing safe sex kits, crossover harm reduction for drug use, and even more. Jinx says it can also include staying safe online.
Safety can mean, you know, removing geotagging from your photos, not using your real name, not taking selfies like around your house where people could recognize where it is, because there are people out there who are trying to, you know, dox you, steal your content, blackmail you.
Certain forms of sex work, like stripping, are considered legal, but legal sex work has regulations and restrictions that sex workers say lead to backdoor criminalization.
There are all these laws regulating what dancers can or can't do. You have to wear legal underwear. You're not allowed to touch, like, within certain areas of your body. You're not allowed to get within 3 feet of a customer when you're on stage. And you can be charged with prostitution just for leaving the club with a customer, even if you're not doing any sexual acts with them.
Jinx says the regulations don't provide safeguards for people who experience on-the-job harm, leaving workers vulnerable to labor law violations and unsafe work environments.
Even if you're not being trafficked or assaulted every day, you know, there's a lot of barriers to using your voice and to feeling safe in your workplace, whether that's at a club or in the street.
One key part of SWAP Salt Lake's work is that policy and harm reduction practices are sex worker driven.
You know, a sex worker knows what they need. So instead of coming to them with the tools that you think could help them, getting that information from them, I think, is a huge part of harm reduction.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Tamsin Malloy.